Father, we thank you for the opportunity to sow. I'll say it again. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to sow. We thank you for giving us the privilege to sow these seeds this morning, Father. We thank you so much for it, God. We bless you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this service as it is in heaven. We expect heaven in this place. We bless you. Once again, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for allowing us to change. We bless your name for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Those of y'all watching online, you know, the camera's on me. I'm just kind of sitting there looking like I'm just waiting on something. But I'm allowing everybody to sow seed because they're changing. If you don't know what you're doing, then sometimes it don't get done. That's the best way I get. That's how I heard it. If you don't know what you're doing, you could be doing it and still not get done.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Listen how I said it. If you don't know what you're doing, then you could be doing it and not get done.
Yeah.
Like you won't be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. John chapter 1. But we're going to make a little quick trek through John real quick. Because I got about 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 7 scriptures I'm going to rattle off in John real quick. John chapter 1, verse 1. These first maybe 13 or 14 scriptures, I won't read all the way through them, but there's a one, we get down to verse 14. It changed my connotation of how I see the word of God. I no longer looked at the word of God as script on a paper, but I always had to correlate it to a person or personality. What I'm about to read right now gives us the right to connect every word with a person. And if it's not connected to a person, then it'll be a dead word. The letter itself killeth. See, the spirit giveth light. John 5:39, I wanted to go there. He says, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Verse 40 is overlooked. He said, but you won't come. He said they're testifying of. So every word is connected to a person. There are no words that exist. How did the word get there unless a person put it down? It's a personality. It's bigger than principle. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word. I'm jumping verse 12. But as many as received him, it's talking about Jesus, the light of the world. Watch this. As many, yeah, verse 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, verse 12, say yeah.
Yeah.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now remember, now when you say name, you're talking about a character. You're not talking about the letters written on the page. When you sign your name to something, you connected your character to it. Have you ever signed for something? Anybody ever signed for something? When you sign, you pretty much signing your life over. You're signing whoever you are to whatever that's signing. You said, I commit who I am to this. It's not just the ink on the paper. It's a character. So when you see, believe on his name, you're believing on the character. You're believing on the personality. You're believing on the person. But as many as received him, to them. Are y'all hearing me? To them, not to everybody. But as many as received him, to them, gave he the power to become. Come on, financial dominators, financial demonstrators. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become a financial demonstrator, a money coming demonstrator. To as many as, I'm gonna say it again. To as many as received him, to them give he the power to become money coming demonstrators. I'm gonna say it again. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become money coming demonstrators.
Yes, sir.
Verse 13, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse 14, let's read it together. Ready, read.
And the word was made.
Stop. Right then, I realized that it wasn't on that paper, it's in person. The moment, I love this scripture, the moment that he says, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that means I didn't have to read about it, I could see it.
Yeah.
Hold up, I don't have to read about it, I can be it. Because
yeah.
The word made flesh. So now there's never going to be a word. Somebody can't give you a word without connecting a personality to it. Sometimes we get in trouble receiving all these words with no people. Or receiving these words from wrong people.
Yeah.
Because, oh, okay, Holy Spirit, whoever you receive a word from, you're receiving that personality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You better be mindful. I know y'all watching online. You better be mindful who you allow to speak over you.
Because
yeah. When they're speaking over you, they're casting their personality, and all of them ain't the people you want to be. John chapter 7. Come on, flip over quick. And then he says, believe on his name in that scripture. I'm going to point out a couple. And this is Jesus talking. All these scriptures we're about to go to. John chapter 6. Go to chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, and he always saying, I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have said, I'm going to give you the bread of life.
Uh-huh.
He said, come on, I can't hear you.
I am.
It's personality.
Yeah.
Everybody say personality.
Personality.
Everybody say character.
Character.
I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. He didn't say believe what I said. He didn't say believe what I taught him. He said believe on
me.
Let's flip over to chapter 7, verse 38. I'll read verse 37 for context. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto and drink. Mm-hmm. He that believeth on, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. If he believes on him. Not what he said, not what he did, who he is. Everybody say who he is. John chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth, y'all see it?
Yeah.
On me should not abide in darkness. I'm going to say it again, not in the principle I gave you, not in the word that I told you, but believe on me, on the person. Everybody say on the person.
On the person.
You jump up. Verse 44, right above that. He say, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that, he's talking about you believing on the personality of God now. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I wrote that down. I put a parenthesis by there and said, sent me. Because you know, an apostle is a sent one. Yeah, y'all walk with me. Y'all walk with me. Y'all walk with me. Yeah. See, the apostle is a sent one. They say a sent one and a messenger, but I'm going to go higher, a sent one and a message. So you don't believe on me, you believe on the one that sent me. You believe on the intention of the one that sent me. There was something that he was trying to get in your personality. But I had to send a person that looked like you. Because I often wondered why Jesus ain't come down floating with a little orb of light around him and saying, I've come to save the world. Look at me. Y'all know in Matthew 17, he transfigured though. So you know he was full of light, right? You know what he really looked like is light, right? But why do you have to put on this skin? So that when you see me, see the Father. When you see me, you see you, and you realize you're one with the Father. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. So I got to send you somebody that look like you. I got to send you somebody from a place that looks like a little more destitute than the place you come from. I got to send you somebody. I got to send y'all to a city named Darrow that look destitute. So you have no excuses but to be. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now remember now, you can't have a word without connecting to a person. Because the word made flesh. Everybody say the word made flesh. So if there's a word that God gives, there's a flesh connected to it. John 14, go real quick. John 14. Verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you. And I'm trying to emphasize this. There's that believe on me again. Y'all see it? That believe on me again. Y'all see it? He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And he ain't even had to add that. I'm cool with doing the works you're doing. And greater works, because I go into it. Believe on me.
Yeah.
Believe on me. Everybody say, believe on me.
Believe.
It's a personality. It's a personality. It's about to sound like I'm preaching about apostle, but I'm preaching about you.
Yeah,
it's about to sound like I'm preaching a message about him, saying everything he did, everything. Look what he did. Look what he did. Look what God used him to do.
Yeah.
But I'm preaching about you. Because the ministers received him. To them give you power to become money coming demonstrators. Come on, y'all got to pick it up. Y'all got to pick it up now. Y'all got to catch up now. Y'all got to catch up. Y'all got to catch up. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, you got to catch up. You got to catch up. You got to catch up. You got to catch up because you're still on principles. Let me help you catch up. You've got to move from transaction to translation. Hear what I'm saying? We've got to move from the concept of transaction to translation. Even when we are following somebody, even if you pay attention to the Elisha story, you'll still think there was a transaction when there was actually a translation.
Yeah.
Translation.
Yeah, yeah.
Are y'all getting me?
Yeah.
See, there's a difference. See, transaction is, I'm going to give you this and you give me that back.
Right.
Transaction is, I'm going to do this so I can get this.
Yeah.
You know, that's exchange. That's economy.
Uh-huh.
Y'all get me? That's supply and demand.
Yes, sir.
No, no. Translation is a whole other thing. Translation moves you to changing into something.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Move from transaction to translation. Now, there are ministers that are not here today because they couldn't get this understanding. Because they were trying to make a transaction in the anointing. They were trying to make a transaction. I'll go as far to say they're trying to steal something.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle, lay your hands on me. You rub on your plumb and touch the hem of your garment so I get that anointing. That's not how you get it.
Yeah.
Let me be around. Let me watch it. Watch it. I've been to all the meetings. Nobody don't care.
Right.
Because I saw him go to all the meetings.
Uh-huh.
And nothing changed.
Yep.
Jesus would make a statement. He said, how long I'm gonna be with y'all?
Yeah.
He said, what you mean? What you mean, show us the Father?
Uh-huh.
When you see me. What do you mean? Show us the way. I am the way.
Yeah.
It's personality.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing, you'll never be done.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know what you're doing,
yeah.
You'll never be done. I'm pointing at the seed for a minute. If you don't know what you're doing, you think you're sowing to receive something.
Uh-huh. Come on. Come on.
Come on now.
Hold on. Oh my God, the faces. Listen. You can't swap with God. There is nothing that you got that's going to be enough to pay for what God gave you. Are y'all understanding me? If you're understanding me, say amen. There's no amount that you got that you will ever give that will be enough to match what God has given you. Hold on. Now, I know you went straight to the crucifixion and resurrection. And you say, he gave Jesus for me. For God so loved the world. That's a big price, right? Amen. That too. But he gave you something in Genesis.
Yeah.
Jesus is fixing what he gave you in Genesis. God gave you himself. He gave you his image and gave you his likeness. He breathed into man and man became a living soul. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what God gave you is bigger than what you can give. So when you're giving, what are you doing?
Right.
I used to wonder why. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. And I get it. Sit down. I get it. Because it's a hammering. Hammer, you go up there, bring a seed. He said, that's a good seed. I done seen him send seed back to people.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't good enough.
Uh-huh.
I said, Lord, as I sent the seed, I said, Lord Jesus, what are we doing? Why are you cutting them so hard? If I don't cut you, you won't grow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I got to cut that old personality off of you.
Because the
word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than the two-edged sword.
Yeah.
And dividing the son of soul and spirit and a bone and marrow. Sometimes that fake personality has been on you so much and acting like it's who you are that I got to take the word of God to cut it off you.
Yeah.
I got to cut that external personality off so you see who you are on the inside. It's a financial inversion.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down. I broke the words down. It's a financial inversion.
Yeah.
It's the inversion of me.
Yeah.
It's the inside version.
Yeah.
Y'all catch up. It's the inside version. Yeah. It's the inversion. And see why there's a reverse from the normal order.
Right.
The normal order of the system is you go get something and you can be something.
Yeah.
Go get a degree, now you that. Go get enough money, now you're a millionaire. No. The inversion says it goes the other way around. This scripture says, he that believeth on me, watch this, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He didn't say nothing about a river need to flow into him.
Right.
It's going to sound like I'm preaching about him, but I'm talking to you. So what am I doing when I'm sowing? Now we've all been here before. I'm gonna say it, so just don't holler too loud if you get, you know, you say a shot dog or holler. Don't holler too loud. But you know, we sow seed because we got a project going on. That's the wrong P. Project is the wrong C. Wrong P. That's the wrong P. Project, are we trying to work the principles? That's the wrong P. We got a project, so I'm going to sow. Get a project. You know what you're going to get back? For that project.
Uh-huh.
And you're never going to project.
Yeah.
Thanks, your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Hey, you're working on projects. You're supposed to be projecting. You're trying to get projects done.
Yeah.
Y'all heard me?
Yeah.
Y'all know the okay, let me break it down for the people in the back. Let me. A projector.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen a projector?
Yeah.
I can't hear y'all. Have you ever seen... Y'all talk to me now. Wake up. Come on. Everybody clap your hands. Come on. We gotta move up. Watch this. We gotta move up. The journey to the promised land was an 11-day journey, but it took them 40 years because they were too slow to catch on.
Yeah.
I woke up last week and I said, 11 days, and I got grieved. That's an 11-day journey. Walking. It's an 11-day. It's right there. But because I won't catch on, it took me 40 years. Now, I could have seen, you know, I could have seen, you know, 15 days. You a little late.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how it is to be a little late. Like, we ain't all the way. We ain't missed service. We just a little late, right? 20 days get done. All right, 20 days, we get a little worried. Now, what's that? Another clock ticking. You halfway through. Okay. 20 and 30 days. And there's a month. You a month behind. But, you know, we good. But then when it get to that second month, and it get to that third month, and it get to that fourth month, we got to get worried now. We got to get concerned. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's 11 days. Yeah. It's right over there. Why are we walking in circles?
Yeah. Right.
We're walking in circles because we're trying to work a principle without the personality.
Yeah.
I can't go. The commandments were never to tell you what to do, but tell you who you are. When I said thou shalt not kill, depending on your perspective, you like, okay, I shouldn't kill. But he's really trying to tell you, you ain't a killer.
Yeah.
I'm not a killer, but don't push. Yeah. He's trying to tell you that that's not what you are. Y'all heard me? Thou shalt not commit adultery, because you're not an adulterer.
Yeah. Right.
Prayerfully. Yeah. The apostle got on him yesterday. I said, that was real specific. He said, licking on somebody. I said, hold on, that's real specific now. Somebody got to get it right up in here in the name of Jesus. Real kind of pinpoint, amen. But that's not who you are. God is always dealing with identity.
Yeah.
Can I give you one real quick before I get further in my notes? That your inside identity, right? Your outside manifestation will reflect your inside identity.
Yeah.
Every time. Every time is that way. Whatever's happening outside is what's happening inside. Yeah. Whatever I don't have is what I don't know about myself. Whatever I don't have, whatever lack that's in my life is where I'm lacking in who God told me that I am.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's good.
So if I'm sowing for a project, then I'm limiting God. I got a question. What is God really working on? Your finances or you? In the conversation we said about the blueprint. They said you only build like the blueprint. Whatever the blueprint say, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If the blueprint say 4,000, you're not getting 5,000. It's not no supernatural favor of God. The house going to be bigger than that. No. It's going to be exactly... what their blueprint saying. And our soul is our blueprint.
Yeah.
Even as your soul prospers. 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 Now we're going further than your thoughts. Because you done thought rich before, but the rich ain't show up. Can I hear anybody? Amen. Amen. I done thought rich and I ain't seen the rich, right? Right? So it's past your thought. He breathed into man. Man became a living soul.
Yeah.
It's life source. Listen to what I'm saying. My soul becomes my blueprint.
Uh-huh.
What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his
soul? Yeah.
So he's working on changing my soul from the inside.
Yeah.
And he uses seed to do it.
Yep.
He uses sowing to do it.
Yes, sir.
Listen, he challenges you. Yeah. Yeah, he challenges with that thing. With that thing that you work for every week. How many hours a week? You say, well, I ain't got no job. Well, how many hours you spending as an entrepreneur? Because you're spending time doing it.
Right.
I'm going to take that and change your soul.
Yep.
Are y'all hearing me?
Wow.
When I sow, I'm changing my soul. Say it. When I sow, I'm changing my soul. Come on, say it again. When I sow, I'm changing my soul. Come on, say it again. When I sow, I'm changing my soul. Now, give and it shall be given to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Seed and harvest go hand in hand. You can't separate them. So you don't have to be concerned about the harvest. You don't have to believe for the harvest because the harvest is in the seed. What you got to believe is that on him. Your belief got to be on him. Y'all not hearing me? You got, your belief has to be on the personality that God made you to be. And when my belief is on that, all that works together. Believing God for a harvest makes no sense. Okay, let's come on. I'll slap you in your eye and it's going to swell without your belief. Tell the truth. Come on, come on. I slap you in your eye. In the name of Jesus, let it swell up in the name of Jesus. Nope. Everybody say automatic. Come on, say it again. Say automatic. One more time, a little louder. Say automatic. Yeah. It's automatic. So when the seed go in the ground, and in the name of Jesus, let the harvest come. No. You're praying about the wrong thing. You need to be praying about you. Your mind, your soul, my mind. I got to pray about my mind because my mind will kick away the harvest that's coming to me. Because it don't recognize who it is. You get there and they got to deliver it for you, but you don't know who you are.
Right.
How do you receive something that's for you if you don't know you? We're not making transactions or translation. I thank God for good ground. I can't hear y'all. I don't really hear him, Jay. I thank God. They got a lot of ground out there. Listen to what I'm saying. I thank God for good ground.
Amen.
I thank God for good soil.
All right,
you can't have ground without a person. In the beginning, God made man from the dust of the earth. So you can't look for ground without a person, all right? I thank God for good soil, because good soil, I remember a statement he said, you keep sowing and over a protracted period of time, you become soil. But if you sow in the reap, then you're missing the point. That's already fixed. The process of sowing and reaping already works. It's already there. There's nothing that you need to add or take away from it because it already works.
Right.
So when I'm sowing, I'm changing into where I'm sowing. When I'm sowing, I'm not coming up here to put something down because I got a project or I need a bill paid or your bills being paid, debt freedom, your project being taken care of. Oh, those are results. Those are all results. Yeah, they're not anything to be reached towards. We got in trouble reaching in the garden. We made in his image and his likeness, but the serpent hypnotized us and made us think we didn't have something. So because he made us think we didn't have something, we reached. Trying to be like God, and it backfired on us. Are y'all understanding me? Y'all sit down. The reaping is already programmed in.
Yeah.
And your reaping is actually bigger than what you've been seeing, but you hadn't been seeing bigger because of my soul. Because I didn't know what I was doing. When you go and hand money to an apostle, what are you doing? Right? How you get the anointing without the anointed one? Watch me. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So what God will do is we'll send you somebody as a message. God has sent us somebody as a message. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes,
the message is, you look just like this.
Yep. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. If he'd have, you wouldn't believe it. He'd have sent you somebody from a billionaire family. Mm-hmm. One of those famous billionaire families. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. And since they come talking about, you can be just like this. You can be like, Y'all whole family was billionaire. Y'all whole, so you wouldn't believe. You try, but you still have loopholes. You have a reason to say that you're not. You get it? Because you that color. Are you from that city? Are y'all got that kind of degree? Are you got that? So I give you an excuse.
Yeah.
So God is going to send you somebody that look like you.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that Jesus was born in Nazareth? Y'all know Nazareth is one of the most trifling places in the city? They say Nazareth had one bathtub. They say when you come from Nazareth, there's a higher probability that you can't read. I do your research.
Yeah.
Y'all done heard the nativity story and born in Nazareth and now you think that. No, Nazareth was the bottom of the bottoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why you think they say, ain't he from Nazareth? Yeah. He can't do that. He ain't gonna tell me what to do. He from Nazareth.
Yeah.
So God gonna send you somebody from somewhere. And you're gonna have to recognize that it was nothing but him.
Yeah, right. Nothing but him. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now listen, it's gonna sound like I'm preaching about him, but I'm preaching about you.
Yeah.
Y'all hearing me? I'm gonna say it again. Sound like I'm preaching about him, but I'm preaching about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gonna send somebody as an image.
Uh-huh.
Right? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believing in him.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about him in the flesh right there.
Uh-huh.
Not him as the prophecy of him. He's talking about as a person right there standing in front of you,
yeah,
that you got to believe them.
Yeah.
They bleed just like you.
Yeah. Yep.
They sleep just like you.
Yeah.
They walk. They didn't come in floating like that. They walked in here just like you.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do something extraordinary with them to show you how extraordinary you are.
Yeah.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Them that believe.
Yeah.
I preached a message a couple years ago. Money come as a person.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, money come as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, money come is it's just a person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir.
The word made
flesh.
That means every time God sent a word, he sent some flesh with it.
Yep.
He sent it in person form, don't it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So when I'm, it's a person. Money come as a person.
Yeah.
Money come as a person. You say, yeah, money come as a person. There he is right there. Apostle. Yeah, yeah. And you too.
Me too.
I can't hear y'all. Me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on. We gotta speed up. Say, me too.
Me too.
Use your hands.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Y'all remember say, King Kong ain't got nothing. Right. Come on. I need that energy. I need that Denzel energy. Me too.
Me too.
Come on. Y'all ain't doing it. Y'all too cute. You see that wild stuff don't change.
Uh-huh.
Stuff don't change. Because you're too cute. I remember Apostle told him one time, everybody fall out. And everybody fell out. They like, I ain't doing nothing. I got my suit on. That's why you don't change. Because you don't understand what a change is. You better say, me too.
Me too.
Say, money coming is who I am.
Is who I am.
Hey. Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's say that again. Say, money coming is who I am. Now, see, when it's who you are, can't nobody take it from you.
Yep.
All right, money cometh. It's continual flow.
Yep.
When money cometh is who I am,
yep,
then it doesn't matter where I am.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter what's around where I am. Money cometh. He told Abraham that I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you a blessing. I'm going to make you a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are the blessing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bless those that bless you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. See what you're doing? See what you're doing? See what you're doing with your seed? You're becoming a blessing. See what you're doing with a seed? But if I don't know, I'm stuck in transaction and not translation. I'm being translated into the kingdom. Yeah. I'm gonna make you a blessing. Then he tells Abraham this, watch this, doesn't matter where you are. He says, wherever you set your foot at.
Yeah.
Abraham didn't realize that it was him, not the lambs.
Yeah.
So you can you can drop me off buck naked in the jungle with no clothes on, and I'm gonna come out rich. If you don't know Classic Money Coming, then you don't know what I'm talking about. If you don't know Classic Money Coming, then you hadn't dug deep enough to understand what statement I made just now. You can drop me off in the jungle with nothing, and I'm coming out rich. I got that thing, man. Listen. Yep. Listen, I caught that thing.
Yep.
I caught it. Like, I cried for 2-3 days in a row. Because I caught it. Because I thought he was trying to teach me something, but he was trying to teach me somebody.
Yeah.
My soul. Listen. Keep, my sowing shows me my flowing. When I sow, it shows me my flow.
Yeah.
You ready for this? When I'm a giver, it shows me my river.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. They robbed me on that. I'm going to say it again. They robbed me. When I become a bona fide giver, it shows me my river. Don't rob me now. You ain't never heard it before. Don't rob me. I'm talking like Apostle right now. You ain't never heard that before. Don't rob me, no more. And let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
If you, we're connected. Say, I'm connected.
I'm connected.
Now, don't lie to me up in here
when
you say this. And if I'm going to say it again, and if your connection ain't what it's supposed to be, you make sure you shore that up.
Yep.
Somebody might have, okay.
Yep.
If your connection ain't where it's supposed to be, you might have to shore that up. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Say it loud. Say, I'm connected.
I'm connected.
And my connection is changing me.
Yeah,
right.
They try to connect you to everything, or they try to connect you to being black. They try to connect you to a social security number. They try to connect you to a credit score. Come on, y'all. Hey, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? They try to connect you to everything else. No, I got another connection. I got a higher connection. Yeah. See, I'm connected.
I'm connected.
No, hear me. I thank God God sent us somebody.
Yep.
Listen, I'm grateful. I understand what it is now. I understand what's going on. So I understand why I got to get body slammed sometimes. Because I'm not being myself. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I understand why I got to get cut, because I'm not being who I really am. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I understand why I got to get slapped down. Why things got to be, because I'm trying to shake you to your senses. Because you don't know who you are. So when I sow, it shows me my flow. Listen, when you're sowing, you're turning into where you're sowing at. I'm being an opportunity for y'all. I'm letting y'all do this.
Yeah.
You can't understand that because religious church, y'all ain't know. Y'all thought y'all was doing something for the church. Y'all thought y'all was doing something for the charity, y'all for the whatever. Y'all thought y'all was lifting up the minute. Y'all not supporting nothing. Amen. You don't support the ministry.
Yeah.
Thank God. Look, listen. There's very few places you can go where when you sow, you're not supporting the ministry.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know that. Y'all been around. Y'all know that. There's very few places that you can go that don't need your money. I don't need you to do nothing. You can walk back to your car. God's still going to continue to do what he was doing. Remember this now. Hold on. I'm going to say this, and I say this with all love and respect. I love y'all. I'm glad that y'all are here. But y'all found us here. Every single one of y'all. Y'all didn't found us. Like, y'all built us up. Y'all didn't build apostle up to be apostle. You didn't build money come up. Y'all found money coming. Yeah. Every single one of them. How long we been? You found this working already. This is working. When you got here, it was working. Yeah. You got here, it was working because the person. Listen. He in the tank car trying to read the Bible through the tank car. I said, Lord, why you told him to quit his job? Why you told him that day tomorrow is your day? Why you told him to quit his job? Why you did that? Like, why you did that? And most people will think, listen. Y'all got to get with me. Okay. Y'all got to get with me. Hear me out. Watch this. You got to get with me. There's a word on the inside of obedience, and it's two letters, and it's B. Every time that there's obedience, it's something that God is trying to get you to be. Or, watch this, it's something that you've been being that he sees, okay, you're ready for the next place. So when God says, quit your job, tomorrow's your day, put your preacher clothes on. Now, you know he got to be seasoned. And because we'd have quit that day. Oh, tomorrow my day, I'm out of here. Y'all know y'all that job have been done. He say, no, tomorrow I'll quit. That's a test. He's testing to see, am I really seeing what I see? I see it in him. And is that really what I see? I've been looking. They say the scripture says he going to and fro trying to find out, trying to find somebody. Not trying to find some principle. He's trying to find somebody. When they talked about Noah, they talked about his personality, his character. Abraham the same way. He's trying to find. So he said, go to today. Now, he's already preaching now. Because he got preaching clothes. Well, y'all got to know the story, man. So he's already pastoring and preaching, and he's working. Holding down a job that he got to be there on time for. And he ain't late. And he ain't acting raggedy on the job just because he's trying to move to the next level. All right. He's not slacking on where he is because of where he's trying to be. Because wherever I am. So if I'm over here, then I am that. If I'm over here, I am that. I'm being who I am, whatever state that I'm in. So my faithfulness is not dependent on the geography. See, why he tell him? He said, because he saw him being. He saw him being, so I had to take him out of that place to put him in a place where his being can flourish more. Because I saw you being. I saw you being. You've not been faithful in the least. How much? I saw you being. I saw you being. Drop all this other stuff. Drop, I'm going to another level. Okay, cool. The other level is automatic. Was you always the size that you are? Was you always that tall? No, you was little bitty, all y'all. Matter of fact, let's go back to, you was a seed. Every single person in here, there's nobody in here that wasn't a seed first. Y'all better catch the revelation up in here. There's nobody in here. Ain't nobody watching. Ain't nobody working none of the cameras, none of that, that wasn't a seed. So when you're sowing seed, what is he trying to tell you? Who you are? Trying to show you how to have a baby. And the baby got more seed in him. Oh, Jesus. Y'all going to catch that next week. Why are you telling? Because he saw him being. So because I see him being, I got to pull him out of, I've already blessed him. I blessed him to a level there because he's working a job that no other black person that worked in that place. I got to give y'all the story. He had a job that nobody, his skin complexion, I ain't going to say black right now. His skin complexion didn't work that. Nobody else could get that job. When God called him to be, y'all think I'm preaching about him, but I'm talking about y'all. I can hear y'all. No. You got to understand. If you don't understand, you think I'm preaching about him, but I'm preaching about y'all. Are y'all hearing me? You hear him say when God called him to be an apostle, y'all know RV. Y'all know the story? Y'all don't know the story. What are we doing? All right, pay attention. Because if the less you pay attention, the less you see yourself. Listen. God connected you to apostle. But listen. But why? Because he's trying to show you something out of you that I need to show you through him. Listen, but if you're not paying attention, what are you doing? Jesus, there's a statement. I gotta get that. Jesus said, he said Matthew 16. I went through it the other day. I teach my guy. He said, the Pharisees come looking for a sign. Trying to test him. He said, y'all can know what color the sky is and how it is. You can say when it's going to be fair weather, whatever. And you can't see the signs of the times. He's talking about himself. Right? He said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. But they ain't going to get no sign but the sign of Jonas. Swallowed up. He starts talking to the disciples. He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. He says, you know what I'm saying? Watch this. And I saw this statement the other day. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. They said, because they didn't bring no bread. They wasn't doing what they're supposed to do. They didn't bring no bread. They didn't bring no bread. They didn't bring no bread. So when he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, because they don't know who he is, they can't understand how he talked. Are y'all understanding me?
Yes.
Because you don't know who he is, you can't understand how they talk. So they seem like blah, 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 to you because you can't understand it because you don't know who he is. Sometimes you got to know who they are and then change your language. I wrote this down, that the level of wealth that God is trying to get us to operate in to change this entire system are going to cost you your life. It's going to cost you everything. Lose your life. He didn't try to save his life. It's the same chapter. The same chapter, Matthew 16. He's going to lose it. He loses life for my sake and the God shall find it. Then he says, what profit a whole man? To understand all these principles out here in the world and lose his soul. You go a little further. That's what he called Peter Satan. I'm going to go backwards in the chapter. He calls Peter Satan. Because he says, thou art in office, you a stumbling block to what I'm trying to get done right now. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of. Amen. Go up a little further. What starts this off is Jesus telling them they're going to crucify him. Because this is the way it got to go. It don't look like the normal way, but just understand who I am. If you don't know who I am, you're Satan. The name Satan, the word Satan also means an evil influence. Yes. It's an unripe influence. Yeah, it's an influence to make you unripe.
Yeah.
Why did they have that conversation? Because a little further up, he says, who do men say? He's going personality. Everybody say personality. Personality. Who do men say that I am?
Yeah.
Right? But he goes up further. He says, "He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. They start, it says they reason among themselves.
Uh-huh.
Period. And say it's because we didn't bring no bread. So now they reason among themselves. Now, it's very easy to reason with Jesus. Isaiah 1, what, 18, Junior? He says, and we like verse 19, ye be willing and obedient, ye eat the good of land. We like that, right? Verse 18 said, come, let us reason together.
Yeah.
Jesus says, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon learning me, for I'm meek and lowly, all you'll find rest for your soul. That same soul is where your prosperity is. The same soul is where your prosperous person is. You'll find rest for your soul. You're working really hard, but I'll give you rest for your soul. Sometimes your sowing is work, and you're working too hard in your sowing because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. That's good.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
That's good, yeah.
Come on, it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that difficult, and it shouldn't take that long. Come on, say it. It shouldn't be that difficult, and it shouldn't take that long. Say it again. It shouldn't be that difficult, and it shouldn't take that long. 11 days. Be it to your call to your faith. What measure you meet is measured unto you.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you your whole life. They reason among themselves. So you hear apostle, and you start reasoning among yourself what he's saying. No, don't reason among yourself. Ask him. Find it. Go see what he's saying. Go see who he is.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They could have clearly asked Jesus, but instead they decided to reason among themselves. And so their reasoning among themselves got them the wrong message.
Right.
Oh, it's because we left the bread, the physical bread.
Uh-huh.
And they said Jesus perceived. He had to perceive it because they didn't come to him.
Yeah.
He had to perceive it because they wasn't saying nothing.
Right.
If you don't know something, you better say something. If you ain't got the answer, ask a question.
Right.
Ego got to get out the door. Well, I got it. I'm going to hold it down. No, you're not holding it down. That's why it's down now, because you're holding it down. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
He said, Jesus perceived him. And he asked him two questions. He said, I would jump, because sometimes we do that. Come on, preachers. Come on, amen. Come on. Come on. Y'all know we know the scripture by heart, so we did preach it like we heard. No, he's two sentences he asked him. Two questions. He says, come on, fix that real quick. He says, do you not yet understand? And then the second question was, do you not remember the 5 loaves? 12 baskets, and then, oh, I'm going to give you another one, the 7,000, and the other people did the 4,000 they got fit, right? And the 7 baskets. We did it a couple times.
Yeah.
So you saw the manifestation, right? Do you not remember the manifestation?
Right.
Right? But that first question he says, but do you not yet understand? Not, you don't understand yet.
Yeah.
And I read it that he asked me that. He said, you don't understand yet. I said, what you mean I don't understand yet? He said, oh, you don't understand yet. He said, you still think I'm trying to walk you into a wealthy place? But you don't understand it. I'm telling you, you are the wealthy place.
Right. Yes, sir.
So my ears, he has ears to hear, let him hear, right? My hearing changes. Y'all got to understand what I'm saying? My hearing changes. So now he'll say something from this pulpit, and sometimes I look out in the crowd and say, oh, Lord, y'all didn't hear that, did y'all? Because I'm hearing different now. Because I know what we're doing.
Right.
Come on. Because I know what we're doing, if I think he's teaching me principles,
right. Then
I'm hearing a principle.
Uh-huh.
Y'all heard it, like a principle, like a school principal. Come on, y'all got to catch up. Come on. If I think he's teaching me principles, then I'm hearing a principle. I'm hearing a teacher. He didn't say God called me to be a teacher.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The apostle is a sent one.
Uh-huh.
I'm changing order.
Yeah.
I'm rearranging the order of who you are.
Yeah.
See, your order was backwards. You got your order from the system.
Yeah.
But they put you backwards.
Yeah.
They said, go get it. I say, money coming. You see the order. Everybody say order. You see the order? We've been living in that order since we've been in grade school. You're going to get your A. You got to do this, get an A. Do this, get a B. Get the stars. Satisfactory and unsatisfactory. Then you got to go to the next grade. Then you got to go to the next grade. Then you got to pass day tests to go to the next grade.
All right.
And it ain't never enough. They keep moving the goalposts because that's what they do. I got to keep moving the goalposts to keep you on my system. If you really get liberated, I can't use you no more. Let me say it again. If you really get liberated, I can't abuse you no more. I can't take advantage of you no more. I can't use the God in you to my advantage. Yeah. If you really get delivered, then I can never keep you in my slavery. Working with no pay. So do you not yet understand? Now, I know all y'all ain't been around here that long. But if money coming, it comes in 95. Then we coming up on 30 years. Shouldn't be that difficult. It shouldn't take that long. But be it unto me according to my faith. How much am I willing to die? I'm looking at the seed. How much am I willing to die? How much am I willing to die? How much am I willing to die? Because when I sow, it's showing me my flow. He told me, he said, when I give, it's putting me in the muscle memory of being afloat.
Wow. That's good.
If you're familiar, you know what muscle memory is. Muscle memory is somebody walk up to you and try to snap it. You do like that real quick. That's muscle memory. Ain't nobody going to tell you, hey, lift your hand up right there and do that. No, it's muscle memory. It's automatic. Everybody say automatic. Come on, say it again. Say it's automatic. Come on, snap your finger. Say it's automatic. Snap your finger. Say it's automatic. It's automatic. It is. Watch this. It's not second nature. It's first nature. They got some things you will do in this house right now that is first nature, and I'm going to ask God for forgiveness later. There's certain people that you can run at the wrong way, and I'm just going to go off. Call the police and tell them lock me up because somebody's going to lay down that day. But it's automatic. You ain't got to tell me protect your father. You ain't got to tell me protect him. It's automatic. Everybody say it's automatic. Come on, say it again. It's automatic. So when I, so, come on, do the motion, y'all. through the motion. Come on, like when I so however you do it, just so y'all know how you know we got different ways. God bless you, sir. I received this importation. Yeah, I watch it. Whatever. Y'all know y'all can laugh at it. Whatever. I get into the motion. It is turning me to a flow because I don't know if watch this. I don't know if I'm putting out or I'm taking in. Right. Use your hands, please. I'm trying to. Oh, okay. Hold on. Muscle memory. All right, muscle memory. Everybody say muscle memory. Muscle memory is you got to use your muscles to remember. Your muscles can't remember too. They remember the motion. That's why when I tell you like that, or when I tell you like that, you're going to remember these things and you can't forget them, right? So when I tell you do like this, come on. When I'm in the motion, when I'm sewing, then I don't know. I want to sew like muscle. I want to sew like this. No. Because I don't know. Money! Hey, muscle memory. Hey. Come on. Money! Come to me. Look. Yeah, muscle memory. We didn't know why we were doing it, but it's muscle memory. I don't know where that's giving or I'm coming, but it don't matter because it's a flow. Y'all got me? Yeah. Y'all better believe I'm going to do it because the muscle memory don't finish without the third time because you know there's muscle memory. And y'all know what we do after the third time, right? Muscle memory. Money! Come to me now. Muscle memory. It's muscle memory. It's muscle memory. I'm remembering who I am. It's muscle memory. I got it. Listen. I'm preaching. So, you don't know what you're sowing or you're reaping. The plowman overtake the reaper. And it'll happen so fast it'll make your head spin. That should change. This should be changed. Come on, say I'm changed. Come on, see, we move, watch this. Move from transaction to translation. We move from exchange to change. Yeah. I'm changed. Say, I'm changed. See, it's a change. Now this is, we it's going to speed it up. Yeah. Everybody say, speed it up.
Speed it up.
Come on, say it. Say, speed it up.
Speed it up.
Come on, say it again. Woo.
Speed it up.
Woo. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speeding me up. Speed me up. You speed me up. Forgive me for being slow, Lord. I repent for being slow. Forgive me. Come on. Forgive me for being slow, Lord. Oh, my God. Speed me up. Speed me up, Lord. Speed me up, Lord. Let me catch up to what you see. I'm catching up to how you see things. I'm catching up to your flow. Turn me into the river, Lord. Let my river flow, Lord. Yeah. Let my river flow, Lord. Let out of my belly shall flow rivers. I believe, Lord. I believe who you sent me. I believe it. I believe that. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. I'm changed. I'm not the same. Come on, say it. I'm not the same soul. I'm a new soul. Really quick. I gotta say this. I said, can a river start another river? I went and searched it. I said, can a river start another river? They said, yeah, a river can start another river when a smaller river joins the bigger river. Listen. Watch what they call them. They call them tributaries. Sounds like contributions. Tributaries, listen. It says when a smaller stream starts tributary to the bigger stream, they become one stream and the whole thing flows. I receive it, sir. That's a $1,000 check. All right,